The following broadcast is brought to you by the Synthetic Turf Council, committed to community wellness and environmental responsibility through the use of synthetic turf. Now, on with the show.
You are listening to Manufacturing Revival Radio, spotlighting the innovation, the business savvy, and the entrepreneurial spirit of manufacturers from here at home and around the world. Celebrate the can-do spirit that is bringing manufacturing back. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, and welcome to this special edition broadcast of Manufacturing Revival Radio. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Todd Youngblood. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm so pleased to partner with the Synthetic Turf Council, showcasing some amazing industry leaders as we count down to the big STC spring meeting in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, it really is exciting to be associated with an industry and talking to folks that are taking their industry literally to the next level. I mean, this whole thing's about ready to explode.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm looking forward to getting into it. In fact, let's get started. Say hello to our next guest. His name is Brian Carmi. He's a vice president with Forever Lawn. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. Thanks for joining us. Brian, before we get into our conversation, take a few seconds. Take us to 10,000 feet. Tell us what Forever Lawn's all about. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. Forever Lawn is a premium synthetic grass product. We supply independent dealers throughout the country, and we focus on vertical market segments. So we've got our primary market is landscaping. So we do anything from backyards to hotels to rooftops and anything in between. And then we also have playground grass, which is a fall safe surface for under play equipment in city parks, schools, churches, daycares. We have a unique product line called canine grass, which is an artificial grass designed specifically for dogs. Again, used residentially, but very effective commercially at vet clinics and pet resorts. And then we have our sports grass, which is what most people think of, but it is actually one of our smaller product segments for Forever Lawn. But we do anything from full-size sports fields down to training centers and indoor arenas.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got to ask you about canine grass and get some more detail on that. What's different about it, and why is that getting so popular?
Yeah, that's always the one that grabs attention. It's kind of funny how that works. But canine grass is a product. About 8 years ago, we were focused on residential backyards, and we just kept getting people saying, boy, I'd love this product, but I have a dog, or, you know, I'd like to have grass, except we have dogs. And we just kept hearing butt dog. And so we started thinking about that and thought, well, what if we designed a product that would be usable, or not just usable, but be designed specifically for dogs? So we came up with a product that was very durable. It was easily cleanable for pet waste. It was drainable. So, you know, liquid waste would go through instantly and not have to find a drainage hole. It was antimicrobial. We took the same concept of what was in my daughter's high chair tray, which was antimicrobial additive into a plastic to prevent bacteria from building up, and we built that into the grass. So canine grass has been a great product for us and really opened up some avenues in the marketplace.
Brian, now most people associate synthetic turf with sports fields, obviously, but you've touched on the real benefits towards the landscaping and the recreation segments. Why has synthetic grass become so popular in those segments?
Well, I think that really what we look at is it provides solutions and is an answer to problems. So in different areas, we see different problems. When we first started, we started in the desert Southwest, and you had water restrictions, and, you know, in places like Phoenix and Albuquerque and Southern California and Vegas, the problem of keeping natural grass is water, and it's hard to keep a nice looking lawn and not, you know, and still be able to conserve water. So that was kind of the entrance in for artificial grass. But as we got going, we realized that there are other problems that we can solve. And sometimes those problems are shaded areas where there are trees and the grass won't grow. And sometimes it's just a maintenance issue where people are traveling and they have a vacation home, or they have a home where their executives or, you know, people that travel for work and don't want to have to have a maintenance crew take care of their yard for them. And artificial grass is a great solution, especially with how natural and how real it looks these days.
I'm thinking about, you know, the homeowner's application of the synthetic grass, and I'm wondering, what kind of things does a homeowner need to think about and plan for getting this together? I mean, I wonder if homeowners associations are waiting with open arms for synthetic turf, or if there may be some pushback there.
It depends, and it's really a matter of education. And I think that's one of the things that Synthetic Turf Council does very well, is that it's an industry-wide organization that is helping to educate consumers and end-use applications throughout the country. And as people learn more about the product, I think they realize that it is a great fit and it is a viable solution. Some homeowners associations are very particular that they want the exact same type of natural grass in the front yard. And when you have places that they're trying to create such a uniform look, you know, sometimes we hit restrictions there that synthetic turf isn't a fit. But when you get into backyards, or if you get into homeowners associations where they just want it to look great, they don't care what type of grass it is, then synthetic grass is a great fit because it is something that it's always well kept, it's always green, and it looks very natural. You know, with our newer products that even have some tan grass blades or look like dead grass in there, it really can fool even the most discriminating eyes.
Brian, I understand that you'll be delivering a presentation at the spring meeting in Vegas. Can you give us the heads up on some of the things that you'll be covering?
Yeah, excited to do that. It's a great opportunity for the industry just to showcase the different applications for artificial turf. And really, that's what my topic is going to be. We're going to be sharing some information on just applications of synthetic turf that aren't what people normally think of. Most people, when they think of synthetic turf, still think of sports fields. And that is a big part of our industry. However, the fastest growing part of our industry is what we call landscape and recreation. And that covers anything from landscaping and from backyards and hotels to the recreation with the playgrounds and the pets. And so we're going to have some time to cover these different applications. We've got some pictures and slideshows, and I think it's a great opportunity for people just to kind of expand the vision of what synthetic grass is, how it can be used, and some of the solutions that it offers.
Brian, one of the really terrific things, in my view, about an industry association like the Synthetic Turf Council is the sharing of best practices. What is it about Forever Lawn? What's in your sweet spot? What are you guys really good at?
Well, we've been focused on premium products, high quality, and that isn't just the manufacturing, that's also the installation. So we look at how we can come into a market and provide the best possible solution. So I think Forever Lawn really hits that marketplace in providing top quality products. We use high quality components as we manufacture. We manufacture to the highest standards. And then our installations are top notch as well. We're very detailed in the way we train and how we set up our installers and exclusive dealers to make sure that we follow a set process that we know we're going to get just the best result every time we're on a project.
Brian, Todd and I have the inside scoop with our work with STC. We're well aware of what's happening in the industry, but I still feel like there's still a lot of the marketplace that is not fully aware and cognizant of how awesome synthetic turf is and all that's possible there. What do you see as the marketplace awareness of synthetic turf, both residential and commercial, the next couple of years? Do you see it about to hit a tipping point and become a booming industry, or is it already there and I'm just not sensing that?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both, and I think you're right. There are some markets where we've seen great acceptance of synthetic turf and the solutions it offers. And, I think Phoenix, I think of even Las Vegas area, where it's more readily accessible. People are familiar with it, and it's become an accepted option. And, if you talk about an artificial lawn in Phoenix, Arizona, you might find somebody that doesn't have that, but you're not going to find somebody that's never heard of it. Now, that's just a small segment of the country. I think there are opportunities for that type of growth throughout the rest of the U.S. So I think we've really just scratched the surface. I think we've seen tremendous growth over the past 10 years, but I really feel that the next 10 years, we're in position to probably double or triple the growth we've already had over the past 10.
Brian, in your view, what are the biggest challenges facing the industry? Is it an awareness of all these different applications, or is it something else?
I think awareness and education is probably foremost on the mind of the STC, and making sure that people understand that the opportunities and the places of synthetic grass is a good option. The second thing I think is quality control, because you've got to have a consistent high quality product. And what happens when you get one project out there that is put in with a product that doesn't have the right UV stabilizer, so the product breaks down under the sunlight, or that's made with not to the high standards that we want to hold as an industry, and the product doesn't last. Those are things they can set us back quite a bit. So we need to make sure that, one, we're educating the public, and then, two, we're informing the public of how to judge the synthetic turf and how to make sure that it's a top quality product that they're purchasing and something that, I mean, this is a product that's designed to last, you know, 10 years or more. And we don't want somebody to get a few years into it and feel like, wow, you know, it looked good up front, but I'm not happy with where it's at right now. So making sure that, you know, at Forever One, we use all American-made products. And to us, that's very important because we know the quality standards that those are manufactured to. And if somebody's using imports, I think that's fine as long as they're held to those same standards. So I think that's something that we can continue to educate the public on so that they understand not all grass is created equal. There are differences in synthetic turf offerings, and to make sure that when you're evaluating that, you're finding something that meets those high standards that you're going to be happy with 5-10 years down the road.
Not all grass is created equal, Todd. That's our new tagline for the show.
I already wrote that.
All right. Well, Brian, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Forever Lawn?
Well, the website's probably the best place, ForeverLawn, www.foreverlawn.com. They can reach us there. There's information on all of our vertical markets. We actually have separate websites for playground grass and canine grass and sports grass, but all of those link off foreverlawn.com. So that's probably the easiest way to get a hold of us.
All right. Brian Carmi, a VP with Forever Lawn. Brian, it was a real pleasure to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Well, that wraps this special edition broadcast of Manufacturing Revival Radio in partnership with the Synthetic Turf Council. I'm your host, Todd Schnick. On behalf of my co-host, Todd Young, but our guest today, Brian Carmi, we'll see you soon on Manufacturing Revival Radio.